No, obviously, early on you'd like to get some points on the board, but first half looking back against Lincoln was disappointing. I think obviously Steve's gone on record, the gaffer's saying so, but since then, and certainly Tuesday, I thought we did well against Luton, and other than probably finishing off a couple of chances, we was pleased with the performance, especially second half.
Most people seem to accept Luton are going to be up there come the end of the season.
Yeah, you could see that the other night. They've got to, obviously, financially, they've got that to pull. But yeah, he's put his own mark on the team, and they had a lot of purpose about the way they played. And obviously, again, they're going to be one of the top teams.
I remember Stuart Fleetwood from his days at Hereford, and he's a good finisher at this level.
Thought he took his two goals exceptionally well the other night. The second, especially, was a top draw finish. And probably looking back on the night, as I say, with the possession and the chances we created, his two goals sort of fashioned out of nothing, and that was a big difference on the night.
Luton obviously have invested heavily, as have Mansfield Town, from what we understand, and yet it just goes to prove so far, at least in the first two games, it isn't necessarily the answer to everything. They've struggled a bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's always, there's no givens, and we keep saying it's a tough league, and there's expectation obviously on clubs who have gone out and recruited heavily. So, yeah, there is a certain amount of pressure on them, and like I say, I think everybody early doors wants to get a few points on the board. So, Saturday will be no different for them.
I know it is very early days, and you can't really read anything into the first couple of games, but I'm surprised Mansfield have shipped four in each of their two games so far.
Yeah, one of the things that they were strong, especially at the end when they had the good run at the end of last season, was those keeping clean sheets and, not giving goals away. So that's strange, but it does take time. There's a lot of change in personnel there, and it does take time for these players to sort of find their feet. So, from our point of view, let's hope that continues on Saturday.
For all sorts of reasons, obviously, you could do a get one on the board on Saturday, but with a largely young squad, I guess, you don't want it going on for too long, otherwise confidence can start to sort of wane a bit.
No, and I think with us, it's the style of play and it's the way we play, because that's been evident over the last two seasons that we like to get it down and let the players express themselves, and that was the good thing about Tuesday. You could see that coming back and see the confidence, and I'm sure that that first win is not that too far away if we continue to keep performing like that.
Generally, has the squad sort of settled well? Because you've got quite a few new faces in.
Yeah, I think so. We picked up one or two niggling injuries pre-season, which sort of probably knocks lads back a bit where they miss a week here and there, and maybe one or two of them are still, gaining a bit of fitness, which they missed out on. But yeah, in general, the lads we've brought in have give us what we expected, and the lads are here. We want to push on, and they're showing signs of that as well.
What are you expecting from Mansfield? Well, one or two familiar faces there for a start.
Yeah, obviously Luke and Nick Wright, did well while they was here. Two good lads, so it'd be nice to see them. But obviously, we'll give them a good welcome. But we want the 3 points. That's the important thing for us.